Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Today I'm going to tell you that you don't have to do a lot of high-tech internet marketing to sell your art. One of my favorite stories, or one of my readers' favorite stories, and I'd rather be in the studio, is the recount of how Karen Bub was able to travel to China by selling shares of her trip. She not only made enough money to cover her costs, she also engaged a lot of people in the process. See Action 14 if I'd rather be in the studio for all the details on that. What might be really surprising is that Karen did this the old-fashioned way, with very little help from the internet. Karen didn't even have a website, still doesn't have a website. She wasn't blogging, and Twitter and Facebook weren't on the scene in 2004. Karen sold 225 shares in her trip to China at $32 a share by using her mailing list, which was comprised of her friends and family in Boise, Idaho. Karen's idea was so interesting that a local newspaper picked up on it, which brought shareholders that were previously unknown to her. Another example is my sister-in-law, Shelley Lewis Stanfield. Shelley's a painter who lives in Oklahoma City. Since 2007, Shelley has sold more than 300 paintings. This is during a recession, right? More than 300 paintings in 3.5 years. Shelley has a website, but she doesn't have a blog, doesn't use Twitter, and doesn't have a business page on Facebook. She has some gallery representation, but the galleries sell very little compared to what Shelley sells on her own. Get this. Shelley has sold most of her art by having exhibits at restaurants, and by contributing art to fundraisers for organizations that get 20 to 25% of the proceeds. Shelley tells you that there is no magic formula. She has sold most of her art by using her mailing list. She encourages the people she knows to attend the restaurant openings and visit the restaurant while the work is up. Her preferred method of contact? Postcards. She sends one or two at a time to individuals on her mailing list for that personal touch. And no, Shelley has never asked me for any help or advice. Honest, I swear. She has done all of this on her own, fearlessly. She succeeds because she's out there pounding the pavement, not just the computer keys. So if you're not embracing email, blogs, and social media, follow the examples of Shelley and Karen. You can do amazing things with traditional marketing. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. There's just 2 more weeks left of the Art Marketing Action Podcast, which will cease production on November 24th, 2010. If you think you might like to read this, if you still want to get it but can't listen to it any longer, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which has the exact same information in written format.